Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies across Israel are clear with a gentle breeze making for a warm night. In Tel Aviv, the temperatures are comfortable for a late evening stroll. Meanwhile, Jerusalem is experiencing a mild night, perfect for those who enjoy the coolness of the city after dark. Here are today's headlines. First, Jordan is under Iranian fire as Trump vows revenge for every U.S. soldier killed. This comes from Ynet just minutes ago. Also, earlier today, the American Federation of Teachers passed a resolution blaming Israel for the teacher salary crisis in Palestinian-controlled areas. This report is from JNS. Also this hour, Times of Israel reports that too much cash is breaking the Palestinian economy in the West Bank, with banks unable to convert cash into electronic balances. Separately, earlier this hour, Trump rejected a vow by New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani to arrest Netanyahu during his visit to the city. This story comes from JTA. And finally, I24NEWS_EN tells us that Israeli forces have launched a new operation in Gaza, targeting what they describe as key militant sites. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted just minutes ago that the IDF has started a regional safe zone pilot in southern Lebanon. This is in coordination with the U.S. military and the Lebanese armed forces. Visegrad 24, a news aggregator, reported 21 minutes ago that Iran is launching missiles at Jordan and Kuwait today, while the U.S. brings more military aircraft into the region. Lahav Harkov, a journalist, noted 26 minutes ago that many seem to use the Palestinian issue against Israel rather than helping those in need. She questioned the lack of protests, urging global governments to assist Palestinians needing medical treatment. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the situation in Jordan. Ynet reports that Jordan intercepted three more Iranian missiles after several days of continued attacks. Former President Trump has ordered military leaders to respond vigorously to any harm against U.S. soldiers in the region. This escalation threatens to further destabilize an already volatile area with potential significant implications for regional security. Turning to the Teachers Union resolution, JNS explains that during its national convention, the American Federation of Teachers accused Israel of contributing to a salary crisis in Palestinian-controlled areas. They called for an immediate end to U.S. and Israeli military operations. This highlights growing tensions between educational bodies and international policy, potentially influencing U.S.-Israel relations. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, the Times of Israel reveals that Palestinian banks face a cash-to-electronic conversion crisis. Officials say they can't process transfers due to strict physical currency limits. This economic bottleneck could exacerbate financial instability, affecting everyday transactions for Palestinians. Separately, Trump's dismissal of Mayor Mamdani's vow to arrest Netanyahu is making headlines. JTA notes that Mamdani, in talks with the city's legal department, is considering legal action against the Israeli prime minister. This move could strain diplomatic ties between the U.S. and Israel, especially during Netanyahu's visit. Finally, the new operation in Gaza, reported by I24NEWS_EN, marks an escalation in military actions targeting militant sites. The Israeli forces' focus on these key areas indicates a strategic effort to curb militant capabilities, which may lead to increased tensions and potential civilian impact in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel has halted new AI infrastructure development. Officials cite concerns about the electricity grid's capacity to support more data centers without risking future energy supply. Separately, according to Globes, Isracard has cancelled its acquisition of Nirzuk's Esh Bank. The memorandum of understanding expired without a final agreement, and it will not be extended. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Wall Street is on edge as major chip manufacturers prepare to release key financial reports. Analysts suggest these reports could significantly influence stock market directions. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.